It's The Takeaway on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. New York City is rapidly moving ahead with plans to dramatically change 33 low-performing schools in order to reclaim federal grant money it lost this month. The schools were supposed to get almost $60 million, but the state canceled the funds when the city and its union couldn't agree on a new teacher evaluation system, which was a condition for getting those grants. Now the city's developed a workaround it says will enable it to keep the money, but that means eliminating as many as half the teachers at those schools by the fall. WNYC's Beth Fertig has been following the story. She joins us now. Beth, good morning.
Good morning.
So why does the city have to do this to keep the money?
That's the $58 million question, Richard. The federal government has different school improvement strategies for the districts to do with its grants. And up until now, New York City was using a pretty low-key strategy called transformation, where the schools didn't have to replace their teachers, though some did get new principals. They would use the money for a longer school day, professional development, maybe some equipment. But when the city lost this money in January because it couldn't reach a deal with the union on a new teacher evaluation system, it figured out, hey, the feds would also let us keep this money if we used a different school improvement model called turnaround. And under that strategy, the schools are required to replace about half their teachers.
Now, how would the schools do it by this September?
It would be a huge bureaucratic shakeup at 33 schools. It means closing them, setting up a committee, which would include a union representative, and then hiring back teachers based on a combination of merit and seniority. The kids would stay, by the way. It's the schools that would completely change and get new names.
Now, of course, we've been covering this all along. The union is not happy about this. What is the union saying with this plan?
Well, the teachers at these 33 persistently low-achieving, or PLA, as the state calls them, schools, are furious about this. Michael Solo is the union rep at John Dewey High School in Brooklyn. They had a meeting at their school last week about this turnaround strategy, and he says it's all a threat to force the union to cut a deal on the teacher evaluations.
This is not about the money. This is about crippling the 33 PLA schools. It's about continuing the effort by the DOE to close as many schools as possible and to end last in, first out regulations. And I think it's about the demoralization of the staff.
He added he thinks the teachers are being held hostage by the city because it can't reach a deal with the union.
Anna, what's up with that? Why hasn't that happened yet? Why are the two sides so far apart?
It's not clear that they're really that so far apart. The union did agree to the rating system in principle, which would be based 60% on classroom evaluations and 40% on student test scores. But what it wants is a new appeals process for teachers who get bad ratings from their principals, and the city won't agree to that. There are talks taking place. Both sides are keeping very quiet about the process, so it's hard to tell if they've made any movement. And it's a very important issue because it's not just costing the city this $58 million pot of federal money for the 33 schools. Governor Cuomo has said he'll block hundreds of millions of dollars in state aid to any district that can't reach a deal on teacher evaluations. So the two sides have to do something about this.
So, Beth, do you think the city really intends to go through with it, or is it just threatening to close and reopen these schools in order to pressure the union?
I wouldn't hazard to guess, though last year, we'll recall, the mayor did threaten to lay off thousands of teachers if Albany didn't get rid of the seniority protections known as last in, first out. And that didn't happen. The city certainly wants the teachers to believe it's moving ahead with this dramatic plan by holding meetings at each of the schools. And those meetings wrap up today. Then there's going to be another round of public hearings in March or April to keep the process going so the schools can be closed and reopened by September. It does look like a very dramatic and costly way to keep this federal money, Richard. The head of the principals union told me that the city would have to get rid of at least 1,500 teachers under this plan, but they wouldn't be fired. They'd go into the reserve pool of subs. And there's about 1,000 or 1,200 teachers already in that pool, which costs the city $100 million a year. You're talking about doubling that money if you add another 1,500 teachers. That's over $200 million a year to keep $58 million. This is really about Mayor Bloomberg's desire, I think, to get rid of the least effective teachers. He's very, very strong on this being a principle of his. It's why he wants the new teacher evaluation system so badly.
And Beth, just finally, these schools are not the same as the 25 schools that the city plans to phase out or shrink this fall, right?
Right. It's a different number. It's a lot to keep straight. But yes, there's a separate batch of 25 schools, mostly high schools and low-performing middle schools and a few elementary schools that the city plans to phase out or shrink and then replace with new small schools or charter schools. We've been covering those hearings all month. There's a lot of pushback in communities where parents and teachers don't want the city to close their schools or shrink them. And the city says they need to be replaced because they're struggling. The vote on that is going to be scheduled for next week by the Panel for Educational Policy, which, as we know, is controlled by the mayor. So it's very likely that those closings will be approved.
Okay. WNYC's Beth Fertig covers the city schools. For more on this story, visit schoolbook.org. Beth, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.